p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it's just a blessing to be alive on today and have the blood yet running warm in our veins. And a little cloudy out this morning, but thank God for the rain because we need the rain. The rain is actually a blessing from above. I'm a farmer. You're going to hear me say this a whole bunch of times. And farming was my passion. I loved it. I loved to put that seed in the ground and get the ground all cultivated and ready and bedded and ditched and put that seed in the ground and watch that green come up on that black dirt, and it's just nothing like it. And you could irrigate all you wanted to irrigate, but just one rain would change everything. You could see the blossoms and the blooms and the fruit start to come, and it's just amazing. It was so wonderful to see how seed time and harvest works, how God is moving in everything, and we can plant, somebody else can water, but only God brings the increase. He makes that seed germinate and come to life. And that's how we are in the body. We have to die to ourselves, die to the flesh, and be born again, raised up in the Spirit of God, raised up and born from above. And so we can be effective for the kingdom of God. We can be productive in the body of Christ. And it's just so awesome that last week I had the opportunity and the privilege to travel to Washington, D.C. With my apostle Joshua Giles. He's out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he has Kingdom Embassy up there at Worship Center. And we had Kingdom Government Summit in Washington, D.C., and it was awesome time. I mean, the fivefold ministry and believers, all who believe on one accord, one sound, one accord, one body, all nationalities, all ethnicities, everybody on, just like on the day of Pentecost, everybody on one side seeking the face of God. It was simply amazing, and we had some of everybody there, government officials, company owners, technology leaders, there was apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers. There was a lot of information and a lot of powerful moves of God in that place. It's hard to describe. You would have had to have been there, thousands of people there, and nobody had their own agenda. We were all seeking the face of God, and just to be in that atmosphere that was conducive for God to heal folk body and get folk delivered and set free and just move how he wanted to move in that place. So we were able to bring that fire back to our region. And there's a lot going on, and there's a lot coming down the pipeline. So we have to be ready. We have to be prepared, and we have to get in the place of our authority and dominion, because the Bible says that the earth is travailing and groaning, waiting on the manifestation of the sons. And when I say sons, these are sons and daughters of God that needs to get in their rightful place. That means we need to get in the place of dominion and authority that God has put us in when we come into the family of God. When we were born again, We take our rightful place, our place that was lost in the garden. We come back into that place. And so we need to occupy until he comes. So there's some stuff coming down the pipeline, and it's not going to be easy, but we're going to have to stand firm. And see, that's what we're talking about today. Paul is telling the Corinthian church, you got to stand firm. And you can't be moved with every wind of doctrine and what you see and what you hear. You can't let it discourage you because you already have the foundation. The foundation is the word of God. This is our constitution. These are our bylaws. This is what we're governed by, the word of God, because the word is alive. It is spirit and it is truth. It is spirit and it is life. It is alive. This is Jesus right here. So we cannot have a relationship with him if we don't get into his word. That's the only way we're going to know him. That's the only way we're going to be able to fellowship with him, commune with the Holy Spirit, because we're in the word. This is how we survive. This is our spiritual food. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we bless you and we magnify you just for another day, Lord God. Another opportunity to get it right. Another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. Another opportunity to break the bread of life. Lord, we just thank you this day for our daily bread. Feed us, Lord, till we want no more. We just bless you and magnify you for all that are under the sound of my voice. Lord, you know every need, every circumstance, every situation, Lord. Creep right in right now into wherever they are. Let your spirit creep into the crevices, Lord God, and penetrate the hearts of your people. Lord, let the seed of this word fall on the fertile soils. Lord, germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, we just thank you right now for somebody being healed right now under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Not me, but you, Lord, your spirit in that place right now, healing their bodies, Lord. They toiled all night long. They've been dealing with this all week, Lord, but we thank you that you are a divine healer. Lord God, just pour out your healing virtue right now on them, Lord. You know all who needs to be healed, Lord. Deliver those that need to be delivered right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for your healing power going out over the airwaves right now. We bind the hand of the enemy. We'll try to steal the word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils. Lord, we just thank you right now that we have the victory in Christ Jesus because we come praying from a place of sovereignty. We are seated with you in heavenly places. It's already done. God has made us to be seated, so that means the work is already finished. And we come from that place of victory praying this morning, high above principalities, and we take authority right now over the airwaves for the kingdom of God. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you that it's already done. We give you praise, honor, and glory because you're worthy, God. We bless those that own this radio station, Lord God, the men and women of God who come in and technicians who make it happen, Lord Jesus, that the word of God go over the airwaves. The good news, the gospel, goes over these airwaves. We thank you and bless you and magnify you for them. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to build them up, Lord Jesus. Give them provision for the vision. Lord, we just thank you right now for the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, Lord God, prophesying your word, your will, your way, your word. Lord, we just thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, build them up where they're torn down, Lord. Encourage them where they're losing faith, Lord God. Prop them up where they're leaning, Lord Jesus. Continue to anoint them. Oh, give them strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give them provision for the visions, Lord. You've given them the visions, Lord. It's out of their hands, so we know they're just right for a move of God. Because you give them the vision, Lord God, you're going to bring it to pass. And we just thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. Lord, we thank you for making up a hedge of protection, of peace, prosperity around these United States. Lord God, touch our government. Lord God, give them what they need to lead your people. Lord Jesus, touch their hearts. Lord, that they will believe. Lord God, we just thank you right now for a hedge of protection around the nation of Israel. Lord God, protection, peace, and prosperity. Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy that's coming in, coming against them, Lord God. We know that there's a time for everything, Lord, and we know that you're still in control. Lord, just have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And like I said, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 16. And I'm gonna read from verse 8. And I'm going to read from the King James Version. And it reads as thus. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual door is open unto me. And there are many adversaries. Now, if Timotheus, come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as also I do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, and quit you like men being strong. Let all your things be done with charity. Amen. Amen. And what Paul is saying here to him is, he had told them some time ago that he wanted them to take up a collection for those in Judea and Jerusalem, the poor and those that were persecuted. And he told them some time ago, and he's reminding them here that it has not yet been taken care of, but they were cheerful and they were willing to do it. And he told them to lay aside each at their own place where they abode, in their own home, as God has blessed you. So in other words, examine your surroundings. Examine what God has done for you. Examine how he has blessed you, and take up an offering for those that are less fortunate, those that are in need, and lay it aside so when I come, it don't have to be gathered up. It can just all be put together in one pot and delivered to Jerusalem. And this can take place by whomever y'all choose to send. Or if you want me to take it, Paul is saying, I will take it, and I will take those with me whom I feel like I should take with me. But he's telling them that, you know, I'm going to remain here in Ephesus until Pentecost. Now, Paul had originally told them that he would come through Corinth on the way to Macedonia, but he changed it. He said that, I'm going to come visit you, but it's going to be after I go to Macedonia. And I'm assuming that he had some business in Macedonia, and it could have even been about the collection, because he had mentioned it to them as well. But he's telling them that, look, I'm not going to be able to come there until after I'm on my way back from Macedonia. And I may even spend the winter with you, because I have more time once I take care of this business. But there's a great work. There's a great work going on in Ephesus. And the gospel is being preached, and the gospel is successful. And that's how it is many times when the gospel is successful. And souls are being saved and delivered and set free, and the word is taken off and spread like a wildfire, and folk are being healed and delivered And it's just a powerful move of God. And there's great opposition because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So the enemy's coming to, you know, to dissuade and to discourage. So that's why we have to encourage one another and build each other up in our most holy faith, speaking in tongues, speaking our heavenly language. Because when we're speaking our heavenly language, whether praying or just speaking in tongue ministering, we don't know what we're saying, but the Spirit of God knows, because the Spirit of God takes that and takes it to the throne room and makes it what it should be. So therefore, the enemy have no idea, because these are groanings which cannot be uttered. So the enemy don't know what we're saying. He don't know what we're saying. So this is how we build ourselves up, and this is what Paul is telling them. Look, just be encouraged. I'm coming to see you. Don't get discouraged. And I know there's been some contention and some division amongst you. And you know, I don't know if that's the reason why y'all haven't put this money together yet. So we can take care of this matter at hand. But I'm coming. I'm your spiritual father. I planted that church with the help of the Holy Ghost. And I'm coming to see about you. And because he's telling them, look, there's a wide door of opportunity, effectual service. So this service is purposeful and it's effective. Just like the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Paul is availing for the kingdom. The kingdom is advancing and being edified. It's being built up. So he's doing a great work. Just like Nehemiah on the wall and Tobias and Sanballat trying to get him to come down. I ain't got time for that. No, I don't have time for that. I'm doing a great work. Yeah, I can't come down. So he's saying, I'm doing a great work here in Ephesus, and I'm going to remain here. I'm going to remain here until Pentecost. And then I'm coming. And so, but he's saying there's much opposition. There's many adversaries. The enemy is running wild. He's trying to snatch him back, but he can't snatch him back, because those that are in God's hand cannot be plucked out. Once you're in God's hand, unless you open up a door, the enemy has no authority to come in. He has no authority nowhere. He has power, but we have dominion and authority in that name. In the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, we have dominion and authority. So we give him place to come in when we open up them gates and portals and doors and windows. When we step out of the will of God, when we step out of the word, what the word say we should be doing and how we should be living and what we should be saying, because there's more creative power in your tongue than anything, because we are spirit. We have a body and we live in the soul. But we are spirit beings. We are made in his image and have his likeness. God is spirit. Everything God created, he spoke it into existence, but he took the time and formed man. My thing is this: when you open your mouth, same way God framed the worlds, you're framing your world. You're framing your surroundings. So could it be that things are the way they are because of what you say? Because the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So whatever you love to say, that's what you're going to get. What you say is what you're going to see. You framing your world. So if you speak in negative stuff, you speak in curses, that's what you're going to get. But if you speak in positive, you speak in blessings, you speak in the word of God, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the promises that he's promised you. And you're going to see the visions. And see, I'm a big dreamer. God is always showing me something in a dream. And I know for myself that the vision that he's shown me, I'm walking in part of it now. On this radio, because the word is going out all over the globe. And so therefore, I know that, but there's some more in there that he showed me, but it's way out of my control. So that's how you know the vision, God has to bring it to pass because it's bigger than you. If you could do it, then, you know, you wouldn't need God and it wouldn't really be a vision because when he gives you something, it's always bigger than you because it's not about you. And you need him. You have to have him. I tell the Holy Spirit every morning, I can't do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. Good morning. I love you. And I need you. Lead me, guide me, teach me, comfort me. I need the Lord to forgive me. I repent because I'm always thinking something that I shouldn't or saying something that I shouldn't. And so that's why we have to take charge. We have to take charge over this little pink thing in our mouth. We have to bridle it. We have to bring every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ Jesus. And it ain't easy, but it's a constant work. It's a constant work. So that's how we let the enemy come in and wreak havoc, you know. And he's always lurking. He's lying at the door, lurking and waiting for us to slip up, you know, waiting because he's always wanting to accuse us. So we have to be mindful of what we say out of our mouth. We need to say the same thing God said in his word. We need to line up with the word. Don't say nothing no different than the word. I don't care what it look like around you, what it sound like. All hell could be breaking loose. You got to stand firm. You got to stand firm in the faith. And because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he's letting them know, look, when Timothy arrives, see to it that you put him at ease. Put him at ease. Don't criticize the man of God. That's my spiritual son. Don't criticize. He's coming with a word. He's coming with the word of God. He's coming to ease and settle and to be a blessing to the body and to advance the kingdom. That's what Timothy's coming to do. So put him at ease, huh? So he may be fearless among you. So he ain't all timid and afraid of you because y'all got stuff going on in the church and y'all beating up on everybody. No, don't do that. I need you to handle him with love. I need you to handle each other with love because if you don't do it in love, and we talked about that prior in 13, if you don't do it in love, I don't care what you do. It's not going to profit you anything. So everything we do, we must do it in love. Even when we preach, teach, minister, prophesy, we have to do it in love so it can be received. We have to do it in love because if not, you just a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. You're making a lot of noise, but you ain't benefiting the kingdom none. And that's what it's all about, leading souls to Christ. That folk don't leave here. They don't transition in a place without God. Because you don't want to be without God. You want to be in Christ. You want to be a part of the family, that kingdom family of God. But you want to be in Christ because Christ has paid the price for our salvation, for our deliverance, for our healing. He's already paid the price for everything. Everything. So we have to be in Christ because when you die in Christ, then you don't have anything to worry about because you're with Christ. So, but that's a terrible thing for folk to leave him and don't know Jesus, don't have a relationship with him. They're not in Christ because in a burning hell, they're going to lift up their eyes. So we need to be preaching, teaching, ministering, prophesying. We need to be compelling them to come. But just like Jesus drew us with love and kindness, he drew us with love and kindness. And that's the main ingredient to get them to come. That's how we're going to compel them to come. And that's how they're going to know that we are his disciples. The love that we have one for another. And there's no way around it. Because if we made in his image and after his likeness, God is love. God is love. It's not what he do. It's who he is. God is love. So we have to be love. And that's how they're going to know whose we are and who we are. But most importantly, whose we are, because we are his. We are his sons and daughters. And the earth is waiting for us to take our rightful place. So everything can come in alignment. Everything come in alignment because it's out of whack. But God is still in control. You can see what's going on around and see how things are happening. And it's just a lot going on right now. And it's a lot more to come. So he said that, see that no one despises him and treat him as if he were of no account. This is a man of God. Treat him with respect. Honor the man of God. He has the word in his heart, in his mouth, huh? And he's representing Jesus Christ. He's an ambassador of the kingdom. So don't treat him no any kind of way. Show him love and show him respect. Honor the man of God. And when he leaves, send him off cordially, huh? Send him off cordially in peace on his way, that he may come to me. So he's coming to bring the word to you and instruction to you. And then he's coming back to me. So show him some love. That's your brother. Show him some love. For I am expecting him to come along with the other brethren. So he's coming back to me right along with the rest of them. But show him love while he's there. Show him, be hospitable to him, you know? And treat him good. As for our brother Apollos, I have urgently encouraged him to visit you with the other brethren, but it was not at all his will or God's will that he should go now. He will come when he has opportunity. Now, Apollos is another one of the brethren, the men of God, that he was trying to get to come also, but he was not able to come. The timing wasn't right, see? And it has to be in God's timing. But what Paul is telling them, be alert and on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in the faith. In other words, don't be moved, don't be shaken, but stand firm in the faith. Just hold on to what the foundation that has already been planted. Stand firm on that word, because that's our firm foundation, the word of God. Stand firm in the faith, because if we don't have faith in the finished work of Christ, then we don't have anything. So that's how we're saved. That's how we are. That's how we get our salvation, through faith in Christ Jesus and the finished work. Because we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. So stand firm on the faith. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. This is Cynthia Westwood for such a time as this. As a child of Almighty God, El Shaddai, Elohim, it is my prime desire to please Him in every area of my life. When I stand before him in glory, I want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." While I am on